Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Okay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you would like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're talking about Trump RX and how that is expected to try to help. It doesn't lower prices for prescription drugs, but what it does try to do is find what the cash price is for prescription drugs. We talked a little bit yesterday that there's some bills in Florida. There's a bill in Florida. There's a bill in a couple other states that's trying to reduce and get rid of or trying to change healthcare in their individual states. And so we have to see how to go on with that. Now, I mentioned I did not like that the TrumpRx.gov is a government-run prescription drug website, and it's called Trump. Like, if it's government run, like, Trump's not the government. He's just a representative in the government, right? And we've got a few texts here. People go, Obamacare? Okay, Obamacare is slang. It's not what it's actually called. You don't go to Obamacare.gov. It's the Affordable Care Act. And so Obamacare is just what we have called it. And then, yeah, I got a few texts going, well, why is it called Obamacare then? It's called Obamacare, but that's not what it's, that's what we call it. It's just, that's a slang term. It's a nickname for it. You don't go to, there is no Obamacare.gov that the government runs. It's the Affordable Care Act. And then here's one. Not as odd as calling the Unaffordable Care Act, Obamacare. You guys are missing the point. There is no Obamacare.com. It's AffordableCareAct.com. This is actually TrumpRx.gov. I'm sorry, yeah, not com.gov. Thank you. Bomb bug. All right. We were talking about also the economy is struggling. And there's a bunch of people who've been retired, who are over the age of 50 and been retired, who are having to come back into the workforce just because they can't afford the bills. Got a text here. A 50-something... going back to work is not a retiree returning. You know what? I was actually thinking the same thing when I read the article. I went, wait a minute, 50-something. Like, hey, if you retired at 50 or 52, I don't feel bad if you got to come back to the workforce. You just retired a little too early. You retired before you were ready. So, yeah, I agree with that. Thanks for that text. Excuse me. Whoa. I just swallowed my own spit. That's disgusting. And did it in the wrong way. The Super Bowl is coming up this weekend. What? I think it's a very meh Super Bowl. I guess it's because none of the teams I thought would be in the Super Bowl are in the Super Bowl. I definitely didn't think it was going to be the Seahawks. I definitely didn't think it was going to be the Patriots. And so this is like, eh. All right. It's a big sports weekend, though, with the meh Super Bowl and the Olympics both kicking off. So let's start with the Super Bowl 60 in a second. First, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with John Pickens.
Well, I've got your traffic for you. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 90, 29. Looks like everything's flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, here's what you need to know if you are planning on watching the Meh Bowl this Sunday. Meh. Kickoff is 5:30 our time. Yes, 5:30 Central, Sunday night, February 8th. It's going to be in San Francisco. Pre-game coverage, though, starts at noon. Whoa. Yeah, starts at noon. That's a lot of pregame coverage. It's going to be on NBC and Peacock Network, and yes, you do need to subscribe. The Patriots and Seahawks, which is the whole meh thing. It's not just meh for me. It's for a lot of people. We'll talk about that in a second. You can watch the game on NBC or Telemundo if you want it in Spanish. Streaming-wise, Peacock, which you have to subscribe. NFL Plus, subscribe. YouTube TV, subscribe. Hulu Live, subscribe. Fubo or Sling TV. So basically, you can find it just about anywhere. Then let's see. Are you having a bad day? Go Pats. Oh, see, that's I knew there was going to be a Patriots fan somewhere. Oh, boy. Halftime show is going to be Bad Bunny, which I don't really care. I'll probably be doing something else for the halftime show then. Americans who aren't watching the Super Bowl. So what if you're not watching the Super Bowl? There was a poll that asked people, what are you going to do if you're not watching the Super Bowl? This is one. Going somewhere that's usually packed to enjoy a quiet, early Valentine's Day date night. That's actually pretty smart. Yeah, I mean, like, if you're really not into it, I'm still going to watch it. Like, it might be meh, but it's still, like, it's like a holiday for me. So
I'm
still watching the Super Bowl.
Yes.
What's
it's
that?
It's still football.
It's still football, and it's still there's traditions with it. And, you know, you got to watch the commercials, and, you know, it's a food. Yeah. It's a get-together with family and friends. It's a holiday. I'm still watching it. But if you're not watching it, that's a pretty smart thing to do right there. Go somewhere quiet that's usually packed for an early Valentine's Day date because you know you're gonna have great service. That's a good thing. Some other popular answers: going to the gym, going to Costco or other busy stores that are usually slam busy, but now they're not going to be. Going bowling, just playing board games, video games, things like that. All right, interesting. All right, going back to the meh bowl. Who do Americans want to win? 47% of Americans don't care. They just don't care. Only 29% want Seattle to win. And I'm sorry, Pats fan. Only 16% want to see New England win. Yeah. So half the country is just like, hey, just tell me what we're eating and when the commercials come on. I don't know if that matters so much.
That's me too.
What's that?
That's me too. I want to know where the food is.
I would say, here's my thing about the Super Bowl, about these teams. I would normally go against the Patriots, except I'm a Tennessee Titans fan, and I was really upset when the Titans got rid of Mike Vrabel as their head coach. And right. Look how much they've struggled since they got rid of him. I really liked Mike Vrabel as a coach. I feel like the Titans did him wrong, that he had a couple bad seasons to get rid of him. Like, what? Look at Mike Tomlin, who just retired. He had a couple bad seasons. They keep him around. He gets his team back in the playoffs again. Like, good coaches, you keep good coaches, especially when they're young. I hated that. So I'm glad for Mike Vrabel of what he's been able to do and get another chance and stuff like that. So I still don't want the Patriots to win, though. Super Bowl Sunday is the second biggest pizza day of the year, only behind New Year's Eve. I had no idea. I actually figured Super Bowl Sunday was going to be the biggest pizza day of the year. Florida, we came in fourth for the most pizza ordered. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we understand the assignment. We're like,
we do.
Okay. Yeah, we got you here. We'll order the pizza. Delaware somehow finished number one.
What?
Yeah, Delaware.
How
did.
Small they are.
But this is why, though. The data through Philadelphia somehow in there. Like, Philadelphia apparently orders a buttload of pizza on Super Bowl Sunday day, so much so that it made Delaware number one because somehow they're, like, nuanced to the nuances of the thing or something like that. Kind of weird. Here's something interesting. Super Bowl prop bets. Will the Seahawks try another pass from the Patriots' one-yard line? Will Bad Bunny expose a nipple? Odds actually say yes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to vote no on that one, you might win. Will Stephon Diggs propose to Cardi B after the game? Eh? What color Gatorade will get dumped? They always do that one. Orange and blue right now are tied, by the way. Who does the MVP thank first? God wins by a landslide. So, yeah, there you go. And then I actually want to get into Super Bowl ads in a little. I was going to do that, but I'm going to hold off on that one a little bit because that ties me into some other stories. I want to hit Olympics real quick. Olympics are underway. They've already underway, but the opening ceremonies are later today at 12:40. But then they will be replayed tonight at 8 p.m. You can watch everything on NBC, Peacock, and NBC's Olympic streaming platforms, as well as NBC's other TV stations like USA Network. So, and Peacock will have all the replays, highlights, and full coverage events. So football's not your thing. You got the Olympics now. And, man, NBC knocking it out of the ballpark, right? With they have the Winter Olympics and they have the Super Bowl. Like, wow. What are the Olympic medals actually worth? The gold medal is actually worth $2,300. Here's the thing. It's only covered in pure gold. The rest of the medal is actually silver. The silver medal is full silver, and that's $1,400. And then the bronze, only $5.60.
Yeah. $5.60.
That's it. $5.60. Yeah. Well, so congratulations. Basically, the bronze is actually not bronze. It's basically copper for the most part. And then they're like, have some sort of something else over the top of it, make it look bronze. So, yeah, that one's only. Not that anybody's going to sell their medals, but, you know, there you go. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Coming up next, I do want to talk a little bit about Super Bowl commercials, and we'll get a check-in with David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around next on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God is love. Those simple yet inspiring words were penned by John the Apostle. John had firsthand knowledge of the love of God. It is John who is recorded in Scripture as the disciple whom Jesus loved. It is John who wrote that we love God because he first loved us. It was John who wrote Jesus' words, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then John is recorded as being a witness to this greater love in which Jesus willingly laid his life down on the cross to die a substitutionary death, which offers salvation to the world. There is no greater love than sacrificial love. God is love.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You recognize the smell of marijuana, but it's not just a smell. It's a warning. If you can smell it, harmful chemicals are entering your lungs, bloodstream, and brain, and our children too. Every inhale affects brain development and triples the risk of serious respiratory issues. Protect your kids and grandkids from the dangers of marijuana. Their future is on the line. This message is sponsored by the Department of Children and Families and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Don't you hate it when you wake up and feel like you already missed something important? The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Weekdays, 5 to 9. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Andrew is out today. He'll be back on Monday. Just taking a little bit of vacation. Super Bowl ads you'll actually be watching. So a lot of people are turning in for the commercials. We know this. This year there's going to be a lot of tech ads, including AI ads. Yeah, you'll see ads from Google, Amazon, Wix, Squarespace, and AI companies from ChatGPT's company, Claude, Gemini, and Amazon's I forgot the name of it. But yeah. Those. So Meta is going to be pushing their smart. Yes, that's the one. Yes, okay. Thank you. Meta is pushing their smart glasses. Weight loss drugs are going to be on. Betting ads are going to be everywhere. And then some of these ads cost over $10 million for 30 seconds.
$10 million?
$10 million.
They used to be like a million, and we thought, whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah. Now they're $10 million for 30 seconds.
Wow.
So speaking of AI ads, I have a couple of stories about AI, but first let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. We're starting to see a little bit of traffic back up on I-10 eastbound right around the Pine Forest exit once you get past that through that construction zone. Also, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, just a minor delay there, but that's all I'm really seeing. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so there's a couple of stories coming out about AI that kind of cracks me up. One of them is that there's a new social media platform that is only meant for AI bots or robots of some sort. So basically AI bots. And the it's called Moltbook. It's like Reddit, but for robots. The bots are posting. We can read it. We can view, but we can't comment. The bots are voting like on Reddit and stuff, but it's Moltbook. They're chatting about things like movies, sports, the meaning of life. They're creating their own language. So humans can't decode them? Oy vey. Yeah. I saw a comment. A comment says, are we sure this isn't the season finale of Black Mirror? Yeah. Like, whoa.
That's awesome. I love it.
Whoa. For real, though. All right. Here's another one. There's another site that just launched called rentahuman.ai.
Do what?
That's right. If you're out of work, you want a little side gig, go to rentahuman.ai, where AI agents can literally hire real human beings to do stuff in the physical world. Yes, bots will pay you or rent you to accomplish tasks that they can't do themselves because they do not have a body. The site had 150,000 people signed up last night. John checked it out last hour, maybe an hour and a half ago. There's 175,000 people already now on there, signed up to be rentable, including, I'll go ahead and let you say it, John.
NFL quarterback Sam Darnold, who's playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Sam he's verified. Darnold. Yep.
He went ahead and signed up for it as well. Yeah.
I guess he's bored during the offseason.
He's getting ready for the offseason. I'm about to be out of work here in another week, so or another 2 days. I'll be out of work, so I'll go on here. Here's the thing. This website, rentahuman.ai, calls you and me, the humans, quote, meat space workers, end quote. Okay, now it's starting to get into the Matrix level of reference here. Now it's starting to get a little freaky here. And I've been saying this for a while. You think AI is crazy now? Just wait until AI can get implanted into robots. Like some of these robots that you see from Japan and stuff like this. Like once AI is in those kinds of robots, we're like, what's the use for us? Like, you know what I mean? Whoa. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. All right, let's go get a check in with David Wayne over the newsroom. David.
Well, good morning, Bobby. The U.S. officials meeting with the foreign minister of Iran today to discuss Tehran's nuclear program and hopefully avoid a conflict in the region. The U.S. demanding that Iran stop enriching uranium and curb its ballistic missile program. The talks coming as the U.S. has been strengthening its air and naval forces in the Middle East. There is a major employment firm saying layoffs across the U.S. last month were the highest for January since 2009. U.S. employers announced over 108,000 layoffs for the month, up over 200% from December. At the same time, there were only 5,300 new hires in January, which was also the lowest for the month since, again, 2009. And, Bobby, if you were thinking about going to the Super Bowl this weekend, like in person, security is going to be tight. The stage is set for the Super Bowl on Sunday. It's getting the highest national security designation with dozens of federal, state, and local agencies all coming together to keep the event safe.
All right. Thank you very much, David. Coming up here after this quick break that we'll have, got a Florida legislative update. I'll try to run through a bunch of different bills that are moving through committees, or may have even passed our Florida House. I was hoping to hit this, but I don't have time, but I got an update on the Florida marijuana ballot fight, whether we'll be able to vote on having recreational marijuana again. I'll give you the update on that coming up next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. It's been 6 days since the 84-year-old mother of today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie went missing. Nancy Guthrie's son, Cameron, on Savannah's Instagram with a plea to the alleged kidnappers.
Whoever is out there holding our mother, we want to hear from you. We haven't heard anything directly.
We are learning more about the critical timeline.
At 1:47 Sunday morning, her doorbell camera disconnects. At 2:12, the sheriff says software detects a person on its camera. 16 minutes later, Nancy's pacemaker app disconnects from the phone. At 11:56 that morning, the family checks in on her after she didn't show up for church.
Fox's Lisa Acuna in Tucson. 11 people arrested last night in front of the Graduate by Hilton, a Minneapolis hotel, during an ice-out protest. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 43 degrees right now, sunshine this morning in Pensacola. Of course, we'll get to our full forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves gave residents an update on dozens of ongoing city projects last night during his State of the City address at the Bayview Community Center. Reeves says the Palafox reconstruction project is still on schedule to be completed here in May.
May 24th, this project certainly was an incentivized completion to be done in 5 months. We promised the small business owners that that's what we would do. We promised our residents that is what we would do.
And the mayor highlighted progress also on the shipbuilding project, which is expected to bring in around 2,000 jobs. Baptist Hospital, campus demolition, the airport expansion, new child care facilities, and affordable housing developments. Mayor Reeves did tell the crowd the city will continue working urgently on the priorities residents outlined in the comprehensive strategic plan as well. Now, the Florida Supreme Court will not be reviewing the proposed marijuana amendment. Attorney General James Uthmeyer withdrew his request for an advisory opinion after the Secretary of State ended all initiative petition drives for November. None of 22 citizen initiatives gathered enough signatures to make it on the ballot. Congress has approved $15 million for two Escambia County projects, $12 million going towards repairs of the Blue Angels hangar at NAS Pensacola, which was damaged by Hurricane Sally in 2020, another $3 million for the South Navy Boulevard Improvement Project. Congressman Jimmy Patronis says the investments will strengthen military bases and support service members. Congress also approved a 3.8% pay raise for military personnel and funding to increase the Navy's active duty force. The legislation awaits President Trump's signature. FHP looking for the driver of a blue Chevy Tahoe involved in a hit-and-run crash on Wednesday on Nine Mile Road at Airway Drive. If you have information on that, contact FHP at *347. Well, Commissioner Steve Stroberger defended his opposition to Perdido Key Beach customary use on Thursday morning after being criticized during public comment as repeating tactics of former Commissioner Doug Underhill. Well, after hours of heated testimony, Stroberger reminded the audience that he says property rights are constitutionally protected.
It's in the Fifth Amendment, the 14th Amendment. It says, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. It's foundational. Property rights is explicitly protected in constitutional law.
And beach access advocates argue that the public has used Perdido Key beaches for generations and should continue to have access. Property owners warned of expensive lawsuits and liability concerns. One speaker discussed a 1978 court ruling declared a section of beach unavailable to the public. The issue does return to the commission on February 19th. For continued discussion, and they'll have public comment then as well. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, David. We've got no accidents to report to you. Just a minor delay on I-10 eastbound right around Pine Forest through that construction zone. But other than that, things are looking good. Traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are starting off with some cooler temperatures this morning in the 30s, but we are going to warm up as we head into the afternoon, getting into the 60s with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures will start to drop back into the 40s as you wake up Saturday morning. For Saturday, we will have sunny skies, winds out of the north with a high near 61 degrees, and Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 38 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 43 degrees with sunshine on this beautiful Friday morning. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Tesla's China-produced EV sales grew modestly in January from the year before amid a broader industry slowdown. CPCA data says that January deliveries from Tesla's Shanghai Gigafactory rose by 9% from the year before. However, China's EV market is projected to continue slowing as the government has slashed tax subsidies for new EV sales. India is ready to place orders for Boeing planes of up to $80 billion. India has the potential to procure goods worth a minimum of $500 billion from the U.S. over the next 5 years. India and the U.S. will sign a joint statement in the next 3 to 4 days. A new AARP survey says that in the past 6 months, 7% of retirees have re-entered the labor force. This is up from 6% who said the same in the summer of 2025. The top reason they cited for unretiring was that they need money or have a poor economic outlook. Futures are moderately higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 592. That's Your Money Now.
Healing can start with a single seed.
A single space.
A single act of kindness.
I'm Lieutenant Kilgan with Escambia County Sheriff's Office. For over 20 years in Pensacola law enforcement, I've seen heartbreaking child abuse cases.
Gulf Coast Kids House provides therapy to help these children recover.
That's why Leadership Pensacola's Class of 2026 is assisting Gulf Coast Kids House in creating a healing garden to support their therapists.
Your support today helps plant seeds of healing for tomorrow.
Visit PensacolaChamber.com to donate to the LEAP Class Project.
We're looking to test drive a Honda Odyssey. We thought that was the car we wanted to buy. We weren't sure, and we always try to get a sense of what we're going to buy before we buy it. That way, we're not pressured at the time to figure out which one to buy and also actually finding the one. So we went test driving, and we couldn't find one. It was just not available. The model had changed with a new generation. The pre-owned certifieds were either purchased before you could actually drive them, or they weren't able to be driven. And it was just an incredible problem for us. So we were searching to find a test drive. We found it at Frontier Motors. We weren't ready to buy a car. It was going to be 6 months, no big deal, but they had one, so we drove it. It was the color we liked, it was the trim level we wanted, and it was a great car with about 12 or 13,000 miles and a year old. We loved it, and we test drove it, and we're getting ready to leave, and they're like, well, do you want to look at a price? And I said, well, not wanting to be rude, okay. And they showed me the price, and I thought, well, that's good. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. And I said, can you give us a day to think about it? And they said, yes. And I said, can you come down a little bit more the next day? And they said, yes. And I said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes, and that was it. It was that easy to buy a great value, excellent car, exactly the thing we've been looking for. And we were really only looking to test drive it, but because they were so easy to work with, we went ahead and bought it. You can have that same kind of experience. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Saturday morning, get your run on in the Double Bridge Run, one of the premier 15K races in the country, going across Pensacola Bay and Santa Rosa Sound. It gets underway at 7. See PensacolaSports.org. It's Mardi Gras fun in Navarre. Saturday beginning at 1 with the annual Crew of Jesters Navarre Mardi Gras Parade. The theme this year is the celebration of 250 years of American independence. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
You don't have to keep jumping around the dial all day.
Start your morning with Pensacola Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. Stick around for Pep Talk with Meg from 9 to 11. Then it's MVR from 11 till 2, Hughes Hewitt from 2 to 4, and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin from 4 to 7. One station, one day, everything you need to know. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Ra, ra, ah, ah, Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what you been romance, ra, ra.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Quick Florida politics update. This one matters if you follow ballot initiatives or the whole marijuana situation. I've been one of those that's been saying for years, it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when marijuana is probably going to be legal recreationally nationwide. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. It just continually becomes more and more accepted by the country. I've shared my stories of going on police ride-alongs. I go on the midnight shift. I've done it in multiple states, multiple cities, and seeing the number of issues they have to deal with pertaining to alcohol and nothing pertaining to nothing or very few incidences pertaining to marijuana is like, holy cow. Like, if everybody has this huge issue with marijuana and want to keep it prohibited, you may need to take a second look at alcohol. So I'm like, my point is, if alcohol's not prohibited, marijuana probably shouldn't be. Just based on a lot of factors. Now, I saw a thing on Fox News when Trump signed the bill that declassified it to allow it to be researched more and everything like this. Tons of the comments were basically in support of it. But then if there was any kind of opposition, it was basically saying, no, we need to keep it prohibited and we need to prohibit alcohol. So pretty much the only people who are like opposed to marijuana being legal in some way or shape or form are people who want even alcohol to be prohibited. And most people would argue on that all day long. Go, no, forget it. So anyway, continuing on here. So I was actually one of the ones very surprised when it was on the ballot in Florida a couple of years ago and it didn't pass. I thought for sure. I thought, man, you put that on the ballot, it's passing and we're going to have recreational marijuana in Florida. But it didn't pass. It passed, but it didn't have the 60%. Vote that it needed in order to pass. So a majority voted yes. It was like 55% or 57% or something like that. I can't remember. But it wasn't the threshold that was needed. Now, they're trying to get it back on the ballot again. There was a state appeals court sided with the Secretary of State, said that the state was allowed to throw out more than 70,000 petition signatures. Here's why. Some signatures came from inactive voters. They're still registered, but flagged because mail got returned. Others were gathered by out-of-state petition workers, which Florida lawmakers cracked down on last year. You can't go hire people from out-of-state, come in here, and try to collect signatures. The net result, those signatures, 70,000 of them, lay invalidated. So here's the problem for the people who want this on the ballot for 2026. They need about 880,000 valid signatures by February 1st. That was, 6 days ago. Right now, they're sitting at 715,000. So the clock's out. They didn't have enough signatures, so it probably will not be on the ballot in 2026. Doesn't mean that it's over. It just means 2026, it probably will not be on the ballot. There's other efforts going underway pertaining to that. All right, Florida legislative update here for you. Real quick, I'll try to get through these as fast as I can, as there's a lot of them. I'll see how many I can get through. Florida lawmakers are moving forward with a bill dealing with vaccination exemptions. The idea here is expanding and clarifying when parents can opt their kids out of school-required vaccines. Supporters say it's about parental rights and medical freedom. Critics, of course, say it risks public health. After all, we're seeing a measles outbreak here in Florida and some other states. These are, of course, the measles outbreak is happening to kids who are not vaccinated. This is one of those issues where nobody's really changing their mind, but it is moving through the legislature. So you're going to, if it ends up passing, you're going to get a lot more, buzz about it. Also pertaining to schools, Florida lawmakers tried to bring back a bill last year. It did not pass. They're trying it again. They're back in a bill that would require cursive writing in classrooms, not optional. Required. Argument, of course, kids need to be able to read historical documents, sign their name in cursive, and not rely on typing for everything. No, I'm sorry. I get it, and it bothers me. Like I do web design stuff outside of being radio stuff, and I like a lot of cursive fonts. And I realized a few years ago I had to stop doing that because people were going, I don't know what that says. And I'm
is
like,
that in Spanish?
Well, yeah, that's what they're like. And by the way, I'm talking about adults. I'm not talking about kids. I'm saying adults are coming to go, I really like the site, but I don't know what the words are that you read there. The words
goodness.
Look weird. And I'm like, oh, that's cursive. And I'm like, okay. So I was like, okay. So I get it. I get the frustration with not understanding cursive. That being said, if there's something we're trying to prepare our kids for a future, you know, to make money and to be prepared for life in the future, they need to type. Or they need to be able to know how to use AI prompts. That's what they need way more than they need to know how to do cursive. Somebody who needs to be able to read historical documents, that's a specialized activity. Not everybody's going to read historical documents. That's specialized, so it should be optional to learn cursive, to be able to learn that. So that's just that's obviously just my opinion. If you want to share your opinion, text 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still rolling accident-free right now. If you're on I-10 eastbound, just east of the Pine Forest exit, headed toward Highway 29 exit, you're going to see just a small delay there. But everything else is flowing smoothly. Good job on that. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the fives.
Got a text here pertaining to a few things. One text, in my opinion, alcohol is worse than marijuana. I've seen people get mean from drinking, but never from smoking pot. Well, that's true. And like I told you, you go on police ride-alongs, it seems like the midnight shift, all they deal with is alcohol-related problems, from domestic abuse to drunk driving to, I mean, just all over the place. My concern with marijuana, it's not like marijuana is totally safe, right? It's obviously an impairing drug. So my concern with marijuana, though, is it does have addictive properties, particularly for those under the age of 20, 21, for younger kids, and it can affect their brains differently for kids. So exposing kids to it is a concern, but then also it is an impairing drug, so you still have driving while intoxicated and things like that, but not nearly as many problems as alcohol. I do agree with you on that. Those of us who vote no on legalizing weed do not want to smell weed everywhere we go. That's true. I was talking to my mom. My mom goes, she was downtown, and she was like, why does it smell like skunk everywhere? I was like, well, I ain't skunk, sorry. Here's another one. People who are high are bad drivers. Yep, exactly. Make poor choices, and it's a cause of psychosis. Oh, yeah, I know somebody who had, they were on some other drug for medical reasons. And they smoked marijuana, and they had a psychotic episode because of it. And apparently it was because of the way the THC or whatever interacted with the other medication they were already taking. Here's another text. Yes, I just hope management will allow football people to make more of their roster decisions. I believe – oh, no, sorry. That's a private conversation I've been having with somebody about Tennessee Titans. that's – my bad. That's eventually – that's fine. I'm talking about cursive in writing. That's fine. Eventually cursive will become our secret code. I love it.
That's exactly –
I love it.
Love it.
I'm going to write a letter to my special loved one. And I'll write it all in cursive. My kids won't be able to understand a thing that it's saying. I love it. let's see here. People who drink are bad drivers, too. Well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you compare the intoxicating things, anything you can say is negative about alcohol, marijuana, you can say is about alcohol. But there's bad things about alcohol that you can't say are about marijuana. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about the Charlie Kirk halftime show. Because we're talking about the halftime show is the Bad Bunny. And I was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to be that interested in that. So if you want to check out the Charlie Kirk it's the Turning Point USA All-American halftime show instead. Then I believe that is on streaming as well. Where is it at? I had it right here, and now I just lost it. Where did it go? Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. All right. It's going to be on TP USA's YouTube. It's going to be on X, and it's going to be on their Rumble social media accounts. It will also be on Real America's Voice, the conservative network. It'll be on TBN, DW Plus, NTW, OAN, the national desk. So there'll be a lot of places you can access it, but probably the easiest one, YouTube. That'll probably be the easiest way. Let me try to hit this really quick. A couple of other Florida legislative updates here for you. Marching band equals PE credit. Yeah, that's right. There's a bill that will consider letting, if you're in marching band, it will count as a PE credit in schools. At first, I was like, no. But then I was like, especially here in Florida, when you're out there in 100-degree weather, practicing every day, trying to do marching, you're sweating, you're wearing full clothes and stuff like that. It could be. I could see that as a PE credit. I could see that one. Then it wouldn't be Florida legislative session without a school book fight. A House committee just passed a bill targeting what they call harmful books in school libraries. There was a bunch of public pushback at the legislative session from, you know, just people opposing it. Supporters say it protects kids. Opponents say it's censorship and overreach. Same arguments, different year, but it's still going on the thing. And last one, as it pertains to schools and the Florida legislative update, I don't know about this one. Lawmakers are considering a bill that would require portraits, paintings of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln to be displayed in classrooms. I'm sorry. I get it in one aspect, but at the same time, isn't there other? I mean, school budgets are already tight enough. They're already tight enough. And when you're talking about having every school in the country have to have a painting of Washington and Lincoln on the wall, it just seems a little. And then you're forcing. I don't know. That just seems a little. There's bigger things to deal with, right? Is it there? Maybe. I don't know. Got it. Somebody just sent me a image. It's a cartoon. Your final exam will be to figure out how to use an analog clock and a rotary phone. Don't worry. I've written the directions for you in cursive. Yeah, you've just
That's
ruined.
Awesome.
You just broke the classroom at that point. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick. Yeah, that's fantastic. We're going to get a quick break. We come back here with Traffic on the Fives, and we'll have Today in History and some random facts for you. Stick around.
Get ready for a powerful conversation that could change your relationships for good. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday at 10 as nationally recognized relationship trainer Julie Nice joins the show. With over 20 years of experience and appearances on Dr. Phil, Julie brings real talk and real solutions to the table. Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Or you're retiring, or you just have questions about healthcare stuff, Ricky Stewart can answer them. I have known her as long as I've lived here. Her whole family does insurance, and she does this one slice. She helps people understand and get signed up for Medicare. And then she'll help you manage your benefits, understand your benefits. She'll be there all year round, not just at open enrollment. All year round, you can call her, you can talk to her, and, you know, she's such a delightful person, and she's helped so many of our listeners really understand this thing, because it's a little complicated, but it's also something that can make you apprehensive, because you spent your whole life on regular insurance, and now you're switching over onto this new thing, and you want to know what is supplement, and, you know, what is Advantage, and what about prescription drugs, and what is Medicaid? Am I covered by Medicaid? What does that mean? Why are they spelled so similar but not the same? Good questions. Ask her. She'll take care of you, and she'll make sure you understand every step of the process. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance, or check her out online at insuredbyricky, RICKI.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good morning, news. It's Andrew McKay. today. Andrew is off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him. He will be back on Monday. Got a text update here. The requirement, the bill that's going through the legislature that will require George Washington and Abraham Lincoln posters or paintings to be in every classroom. It's not every classroom, according to text I got. It's just for in the social studies classrooms. Okay, very good. Also got another text here, kind of cool. I write on a whiteboard in cursive, so my students are exposed to cursive. And I have a clock with hands. If they can't tell time, sucks to be you. I love it. That's a teacher just subtly teaching the kids things, and they don't even know. Yeah, I love it. All right, let's go ahead and get a traffic on fives. Oh, we already tried. No, yeah, let's get traffic on fives.
Okay, I'll do it. All right, here we go. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are back flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Text here. Those pics are a bit much, I think, having those images in classrooms. But every classroom must have an American flag. When my children were in school and I attended open house, an American flag wasn't present, I brought it to the attention of the teacher. I then instructed my children to let me know when the flag was posted, and I never was disappointed. That's very good to know. There is, where am I here? Oh, Florida legislator. Now we'll move on from that. Back in the day. Today in history, Of Mice and Men was published today. Queen Elizabeth became queen after her father died. An astronaut hit a golf ball on the moon. Ooh, we need to know how far that went. Longest drive ever. Michael Jordan dunked from the free throw line. This was today in history, back in the NBA All-Star game. Britney Spears made questionable parenting decisions. This was when she got in a lot of trouble back then. And, of course, we got a lot of Super Bowl flashbacks when the Super Bowl happened on February 6th in the past, including Patriots winning the Super Bowl on February 6th. Some random facts here. A Supreme Court justice's nickname was Old Bacon Face. Old Bacon Face, yeah. No president in the United States has been under 5'9" in over 100 years. That's right. If you're under 5'9", forget about it. You can't be a president, shorty. What do you think? What are you thinking? By the way, Trump is listed as 6'2", but I've met Trump. I've talked about it before. I've been backstage with him and before he was president, and I was stunned at how big he was. He seemed more like 6'4". I'm surprised 6'2", because he seemed to tower over me. I'm 5'9", and I was like, whoa. Apparently, Jada Pinkett Smith auditioned to be the girlfriend on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. This is, of course, before they were an item, before they even knew each other. She didn't get it because she was too short. Okay. Guardians of the Galaxy has the worst translation title ever in China. In China, Guardians of the Galaxy is titled, where did it go? I just lost it. No, not that one. Yeah, right here. It's so weird. So Guardians of the Galaxy's translation is Interplanetary Unusual Attacking Team.
What?
Interplanetary, yeah.
Yeah.
Interplanetary.
Guardians of the
Galaxy. Intergalactic Planetary. Intergalactic. No, it's Interplanetary Unusual Attacking Team. That's the translation. Wow, that's crazy. All right, coming up here at the beginning of next hour, we've got to go over, housing and a new bill here in the state of Florida to address the housing crisis. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. He's off. He'll be back on Monday. I'm Bobby Rossi, filming for him here on News Radio 92.3.